have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is so juicy. What would happen if you never thought about yourself again? What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? That's the biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And, you know, we are heard around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black, and their mama if you're white. And so different time zone for different people, which means that you got to run around and do certain things, and you just can't sit and watch it, the show. And so you podcast. You can podcast, but you can also listen no matter where you are and what you're doing on your phone. Isn't that amazing? On your phone. He made it possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that through him you have peace of mind. I've got joy. I got love and I got joy. Amazing, huh? You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bun JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, one of my favorite days, though every day is my favorite day, but one of them, because I grew up on this music. I, down in Sweet Home, Alabama, when America was amazing, I grew up listening to country and Western music, so I will never forget Western, country Western music. Today is Country and Western Tuesday. Yeehaw! Lean back, Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Luke.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday, a spiritual battle, has nothing to do with color. No such thing as racism. It doesn't exist. Sexism doesn't exist. Homophobiaism doesn't exist. Allahuabaism doesn't exist. Antisemitism doesn't exist. Debbie-da-ism doesn't exist. White supremacism does not exist. It's spiritual. It's quite simple. Either it's good or it's evil. That's it. Now you can get your problems fixed. Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy Mac, why don't you hurry back? My arms are missing you. My heart feels the same way too. Oh, Jimmy, when are you coming back? You heard that song before, Nick?
I think maybe in a commercial. You're activating some old memory.
Jimmy is back. I went to high school with a guy named Jimmy, and Jimmy died. And I was surprised Jimmy died so early in life. Right after high school, he died. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. But anyway, story for another day. Jimmy is back. What do y'all think of that? KTLA 5, ABC has officially reinstated Jimmy Kimmel. And it will be airing tonight, which is, they said yesterday, tonight, Tuesday. Watch this from KTLA 5.
Opponents say Jimmy Kimmel's bosses over at ABC and Disney are simply succumbing to left-wing pressure, although, of course, others are cheering this as a win for free speech. Rumblings on social media tonight say that Governor Newsom will be a guest tomorrow when Jimmy Kimmel returns, though we have been unable to confirm that. Disney announced late-night funny man Jimmy Kimmel will be returning to the spotlight Tuesday night. Quote, last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. The news comes 1 week after Kimmel said on his show that the accused killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk was a member of the MAGA gang and that right-wingers were trying to deny it while pursuing political points off the assassination. Two of ABC's largest affiliates, Nexstar and Sinclair, decided to pull Kimmel from their stations, and that led behemoth Disney to suspend production altogether. Some major business deals are in the works, and Federal Communications Commission Chairman Brendan Carr had threatened action against various media entities.
Amazing. It's being reported that though Jimmy is back on ABC there, Nexstar, whatever that was, and Sinclair and others are still not going to air his show. So it's being reported that he's still going to lose a lot of money. But Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Jimmy is back for now. We'll see what happens. What the? Protests for Jimmy were held in Hollywood and it included U.S. Congress members. Watch this.
Voices of opposition screamed government overreach, censorship, and suppression of free speech. One of the most influential comes from shock jock Howard Stern, who spoke out shortly before the announcement that Kimmel was back in action.
When the government says, I'm not pleased with you, so we're going to orchestrate a way to silence you, it's the wrong direction for our country.
And Monday morning, U.S. Congress members from California joined entertainment industry union reps outside of the Jimmy Kimmel Live headquarters in Hollywood.
Are we going to be bullied like that?
No!
Are we going to be silenced?
No!
This trend is dangerous, it is harmful, it is wrong. The suspension happened because the government was upset with a single sentence in a talk show monologue, and their reaction put hundreds of hardworking union members out of work.
Amazing. I wonder which one hurt most. Jimmy's job sending him home because the government did not do it. His job did it. Temporary release from work. Which one hurt most, that or the assassination of Charlie? I wonder which one hurt most. His job suspended him temporarily or the assassination of a man who did nothing but talk? Which one hurt the most? How are these, which one bothered these people the most? Apparently, it was Jimmy getting laid off by his job or temporarily suspended by his job because they don't care 2 cents about the assassination of Charlie. They don't even mention it. And then they try to act like the government pressure them to shut the show down, and there's no proof of that I've seen. They decide to send that man home, and they have decided, for whatever reason, to bring him back. The government lied to you while smiling in your face. They lied to you. Remember the things that these people are mad about now? It's exactly what they did to conservatives under the fallen messiah, Barack Obama, and this guy that used to be president before Trump, Biden. I almost don't remember Biden anymore. It's like Biden never won. But why is it they were not that mad as they're pretending now that they are? Amazing, huh? Is what good for the goose is good for the gander? What the? But Jimmy is back for now, starting today. And I don't think most people care, even the people out there protesting, to be honest. It's just something to do against Trump. So according to NBC News, again, this is a spiritual battle between good and evil. Human beings, human nature is evil. And there is no good in human nature. Bless you, Nick. There is no good, he was sneezing real loud, in human nature. You can look up and down and around the world, you're not going to find good in human nature. It's evil. And as soon as you realize that, you can overcome it yourself. ABC is reporting, ABC News, a 64-year-old man suspected of shooting at ABC affiliate station in Sacramento was rearrested by the FBI and is now being held without bail on unspecified federal hold after being initially arrested and released on bond Saturday. Watch this from ABC 10.
The man accused of shooting at our front lobby here at ABC 10 was rearrested last night, this time by the FBI. Today, ABC 10's Gabriel Porras spoke to the suspect's attorney.
64-year-old Anibal Hernandez Santana spent only 7 hours outside of a jail cell before his second arrest Saturday at the same River Park apartment complex where he lives.
We were working on his case, actually, and talking on the phone, had several conversations, and around 8:30, after one of our phone conversations, he stepped outside of his apartment, and the FBI was there, and they arrested him.
His charges stem from a Friday shooting into the lobby of ABC 10 Studios. People were inside, but no one was injured. Sacramento police first arrested Hernandez Santana hours after on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon, shooting into an occupied dwelling, and negligent discharge of a firearm. Police have not released a motive for the shooting. Hernandez Santana posted bail on Saturday, hours before the FBI arrest on suspicion of violating a federal statute that relates to interfering with federally licensed stations.
Right now, you know, I don't have any anything to go on to say what the whether they've got the right person or not.
Hernandez Santana's attorney says he is a recently retired lobbyist and Army veteran. Neighbors know him as Al, describing him Saturday as quiet and reserved. Facebook and X accounts matching the suspect's name and pictures posted frequently, often criticizing the Trump administration. In the past week, posts were daily. One post from the same account Wednesday read, quote, "I started carrying a gun when Trump was elected president the first time. Still do."
Hernandez Santana. Hernandez Santana. It's not like a Mexican. Hernandez Santana. Is that a Mexican name, Nick?
Sure sounds like it, but that first name threw me off. Sounded Indian. It sounded like Alpina.
Alpina? Hernandez Santana. At first I thought it was
I heard Opinol or something like that.
At first I thought it was a Hello Abba name. Hernandez Santana. Amazing. What made that man get up and go, and allegedly, I have to say allegedly right now, and shoot into a building like that? What was driving him? It wasn't his idea. What convinced him to do something like that? Think about it. And according to Fox, the attack occurred the day after protests were held outside the station to denounce ABC's suspicion of Jimmy. Live. That's according to Fox. What a mess. And Lord, what's wrong with the blacks? Rajay, is it his name Rajay? Roger Jackson had been arrested. Remember him? The guy that allegedly attacked another boxer in the ring. Fox LA. What's wrong with the blacks? Fox LA has reported Roger Jackson, the son of former UFC fighter Rampage Jackson, was arrested for felony after a brutal attack on professional wrestler Stuart Smith. Watch this from ABC 7.
Raja Jackson, the son of UFC champion Quentin Rampage Jackson, was arrested on a felony charge following his brutal attack of a pro wrestler. Jackson went rogue in a fight last month, punching wrestler Stuart Smith until he was unconscious. Smith spent several days in the ICU. A facial fracture, trauma to his upper and lower jaws were among his injuries. That fight was live streamed and went viral on social media, the elder Jackson condemning his son's action.
Amazing, huh? White folks, do what you want. Do what you want, all right? But you are under attack. A genocide is being committed on you. And you can't be fighting with these blacks in no football, in no boxing ring or the football field or playing football whether you're in high school or college. Because these blacks rage in anger. Their whole nature is angry. After all these years of being told that you are the problem. And now it's dangerous for your kids to play football with them, basketball, go out to lunch, wrestle in the rain, because that anger, you can do something, that anger will just snap. And they already think that you're the enemy. And they just now arrested this guy. We reported on this story a couple weeks ago. It seems like old news now. It takes so long to arrest him. Because he black. He black. I guarantee you had a white man jumped in the ring like that and attacked a black fighter or whatever. He would have been arrested before he could get out of the ring. And then there will be Black Lives Matter burning the country down. Talking about no justice, no peace. If ever we needed you, Lord, there's going to video just in case you don't remember it. Watch this. It doesn't happen to
sound. Is that a little too violent?
Huh?
I'm just thinking, is that a little too violent?
What do you mean?
Wait, hold on.
For us or for that man?
No, for the viewers / YouTube.
Oh, we didn't
play
it blood, before.
But it's an uncensored.
Okay, we haven't. Did we play it before?
I think we did.
Did we play?
Just the beginning part here.
Did we play? Oh, okay.
I think we did, though.
Look at that. Beat up that white man.
It was blurred before.
Yeah.
Too violent for Hake's taste.
Right. Says, is it blurred now?
It's not blurred. I can't blur that like that.
You just played it.
Yes.
It wasn't blurred.
Correct.
Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual thing. Anger is evil, and anyone that has anger or resentment, whatever you want to call it, you are evil. And you, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, are a murderer. And you cannot be trusted. An angry person cannot be trusted. Christ said it, not me. I'm only telling you the message he brought. Do not trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. When you hate, when you're angry, are you doing it with joy? Well, some of you are. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my mind. Josh.
Hey, Jesse.
Josh, you are a truck driver and you travel around the country. How does the country look to you driving around?
It looks normal. It looks normal. If you don't watch the news, you wouldn't know any at all. You wouldn't know nothing is going on if you didn't really, you know, I watch your show, I watch Hake, and I watch, you know. But if you didn't watch none of the news, you wouldn't know. I'm sorry.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah, some places are. For the most part, yeah. Yeah, for the most part it is.
Are you happy being able to, your job carry you around the country?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know,
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I should get out.
You don't know if you're happy being able to travel around the country and see America. You don't know if you're happy or not about that?
I guess I haven't quit. So, I do enjoy it. But I don't know
you
if
sure?
it's...
you know, so I'll let you yeah, do sure.
Yeah, I know. And that's, you know, I'm not too sure of anything these days, you know. I'm kind of
can't tell if Josh is happy traveling around the country?
Not really.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I enjoy my job. I haven't quit. But it's what's more important to me is working on the deeper issues in my life, no matter what job I'm at.
Oh, okay.
So that's my main focus in life right now. The job, this is just like any other job. It's not all glamorous the way people make it seem, and you know.
Well,
it's just like
I didn't think of the job itself being a glamorous job. I just wonder what was it like traveling around the United States and seeing different cities, town, the mountains, and the sun going up and down. But okay, you call about what?
The biblical question. Biblical question.
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
My values would change, and I would see life differently. I would see life differently. Like I kind of see that this life is like a simulation, like what that guy on the Fallen State said. He was saying like
Scott Adams.
Like Scott Adams, yeah, that was a great interview, man.
Yeah,
he was saying like
amazing, folks. Check out the Fallen State with Scott Adams. I think it was last Friday, if not the Friday.
Yeah.
Last Friday.
Right. That may have been the best one of all time, man.
I love talking to Scott Adams. I've talked to him before on the show, and every time it's just an amazing discussion.
Yeah. But, he was saying, like, life is really, it seems like it's, it could, definitely seems like it's, like, it isn't real. It's a simulation. And, you know, focusing on it, because when I first heard you mention this assignment, it was like all my thoughts are about me, you know. So it makes you not even want to try doing this, you know. But because it seemed like all my thoughts come back to me, so I just watch them. They pop up, and I just watch them, and I just recognize that this whole I'm fake, everything I do is fake, you know. This life is a simulation, like what Scott Adams says. All
my thoughts have been filmed by prayer. I never, ever, never let me down.
Right, he sets you up every single time.
In my mind, what?
Yeah, they set you up every time. And
so are you doing the assignment of not thinking about yourself?
Yes. But I don't know if there's no way to measure it, you know? There's no way to measure it. I see where you're coming from. Something in me wants to say, that's impossible. You can't do that. That's the devil in me. But I know that's a lie.
Impossible. Well, Melu, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
All right. I'll be watching, man.
Thank you. Amazing.
All right.
Have fun on the road, man.
We'll do, man.
Okay.
We'll do.
Bye.
All right, man. Bye.
A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. The HAKE report is coming up at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. The HAKE, HAKEReport.com. The guy with the good hair. And after the HAKE report at 11 a.m., the American Anchor, baby. Energy all over the place. And they will soon call him King. Right now, only Donald Trump can be King. One king at a time in America. The American Anchor, baby, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Monday through Thursday, and then 12 noon on Friday, but we'll get to that later. And remember to check out our merch, amazing merch, at RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee. Who would have thought that one day Punchy would have his own coffee? Coming from a plantation in Sweet Home, Alabama. He black. Mama and dad must be looking down from heaven and saying, Lord, Pudgy got his own coffee. Lord have mercy. Amazing. And t-shirts and mugs and all type of amazing things there. When she cries, she lying t-shirt. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Amazing stuff there at RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. No, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. I had to have a white man tell me. I let them do all my thinking, and that way I keep my mind clear. Let me go to Donnell, a first-time caller out of Chi-Town. Donnell, you, a first-time caller on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, Donnell.
I just had one quick question, Jesse. You say an angry person makes them a murderer.
An angry person is a murderer.
No, they ain't.
And you cannot you cannot trust an angry person.
No, you cannot. But I could be angry, but I'm very churchworldly, though. I'm not going to go out and murder somebody because I'm angry.
If you're angry, you're already murdering.
How's that?
You're killing your own spirit. And you hate everybody.
Cause I'm angry. That don't mean I hate everybody. Cause I'm angry.
Yes, it does. You can't help it.
I could be angry because I stepped in some dog shit. That don't mean I hate everybody.
Don't be cursing on the show like that, man.
What I mean, the... yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
See,
sorry.
You're
about
angry.
That. No. No, you can't use that one. You can't use that one.
No. Look how quickly you went into anger.
Hey, I couldn't do nothing but get that laugh out, man, because I tried to keep up. My bad about cussing on the show, man. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
But no.
So when God said that anyone with anger is a murderer and cannot be trusted, was God lying?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I know that's not good to go against the Lord God.
So God was lying when he said anyone with anger is a murderer?
Yeah, he lied if he said that. He lied. I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry to man, I know not to go against you, but he lied when he said that, because you could be angry about somebody didn't let you over in the lane and not do roll raids. But you could think angry. It's like, man, that was bogus. And then you could just let
but
it go.
But thinking anger, the sin is in the thoughts. It's not in the act. So when you think it, you're murdering right then.
Not Ashley. No, not Ashley. Can't give it to me like that.
What?
No.
No, what?
So what is a nice person? Is just a nice person? A nice person couldn't be angry?
No such thing as a nice person. A nice person is an angry person too, because they're only being nice in hoping that you're nice back to them. And if you're not nice back to them.
What about genuine? What about genuine?
If you're not nice back to them, then they're mad at you because you're not nice back to them.
I don't think they go like that, because if a person is genuine to you, then you genuine to them.
No, that's not true.
That's not? Uh-uh. How not?
What do you mean by if a person is genuine to you, you're genuine?
Like if
to
if you show a genuine love and don't nobody show it back, that don't make you angry. That make you don't want to be bothered. You just don't want to be bothered at that point.
But if you had real love, it wouldn't matter at all if they loved you back. You would love them.
No, I can't love no person that ain't genuine or
right.
not being.
Because you only have anger, you have no love.
That's not working out of anger. That's not being bothered.
Right.
That's staying away from drama.
Let me ask you this.
I'm listening.
So anger is of your father, the devil. That's the nature of evil. Anyone that has anger / resentment is of their father, the devil. They don't know God.
Okay, let me ask you this. So
is that true or not?
Emotion? Hold on, let me ask you this. It's anger.
No,
emotion?
But answer that first, and then you can ask me that.
Repeat it again.
Anyone that has anger, even a little bit, a tap of anger, is of their father, the devil, and they're separated from the true God. Is that true?
That's not true, Jesse, man. You know that's not, man.
Well, where does you anger come not. From then?
Anger, I was going to ask you, is anger a made-up emotion? Is love a made-up emotion?
Anger and emotional love are both evil.
Why is that?
Because it's of your father, the devil. It's the nature of evil. And it made a home in you. And that's why emotional people, you can't trust them, because they're one way one minute and another way another minute, and they change only like night and day, because anger is of their father, the devil, and there's no love in it at all. What would happen if you drop your anger?
What happened if I drop my anger? I'm guessing. I'll come as some sort of type of peace if I just let it go.
So
like,
why don't you drop? Would you prefer to have peace or to be angry?
To be honest, peace.
So why don't you drop your anger then?
I ain't angry.
But you don't have peace.
Huh?
You don't have peace. If you weren't angry, you would have peace.
You don't get angry?
if you were not angry, you would have peace.
I've just said, Jesse, do you ever get angry?
I never get angry. Never. Thank God. No, never. It's not because of me, but him. Why don't you drop your anger so you can have peace?
Well, I'm going to drop my anger. I'm getting angry right now, but I'm laughing. You just said you don't never have anger. But it's okay. It's okay. That's a good one. That's all good.
Why don't you drop it so you can have peace?
I got you. I will.
Why don't you do it?
Why don't I? Oh, why? You asked me a question. Why don't I do it?
Yeah.
I do drop it. A lot of things I let go.
The anger. Why don't you let it go and never have to deal with it again, no matter what happens in life?
Why would I let it go and never have to deal with it again?
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to let some things go, man.
It's hard to let anger go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some anger you just can't let go. Some things you just can't let go.
Why not? Yeah. Yes, you can, but why not? Why do you say you can't?
You can stay away from it.
Why can't you let it go and never have to have it again?
Because it happened already.
What?
Because it happened already.
What does that mean?
You can't let go something that already happened. If it happened to you, it already happened.
Do you know how to let it go?
Yeah, I know how to let it go. Leave it alone.
No, that's not. Hey, if it was that easy, you would have done that already.
Who'd say I didn't?
You said you still have anger.
I'm still angry about some things, but right. I'm not angry about it. Like, I'm finna go on, how should I put this? Go all out and go out my way.
If you knew how to drop it, would you drop it and be done with it?
Yeah, I dropped it. I have dropped it.
If you knew how to drop anger and never have to deal with it again, would you do it?
Yeah, I will do it if I knew how to do it.
Do you want me to tell you how?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You got to forgive your mother.
Got to forgive my mother?
Yeah.
What's she got to do with this?
She recreated you in her image. You're just like her.
No, I ain't. Uh-huh. I'm nothing like her.
No,
no, I ain't.
Yeah, your mother is angry, and as a kid, she imposed it on you by trying to control you, turning you away from your father, or spoiling you, or making you angry as a kid. And so you became like what you hate.
I can't relate to that, Jaxie. I mean, I ain't saying she ain't never turned me away from my father. I ain't never had that problem. I actually had a good daddy, and my mom and my dad got a good relationship.
So how did you become like her then?
Huh?
How do you think you became like her?
I'm not like her.
You are.
I can never be like that. That's a woman. I'm a man.
Does she get angry? Does she get angry at times?
Just like you. You
no,
get angry
does she get angry at times?
Yes, just like you. You get angry at times.
And so when she got angry, was it good that she was angry?
It was good to stay out of our way.
And why?
Because she's angry. You know what I'm saying? It's good to stay out of my way.
Did your father help you deal with her when she was angry?
Huh? Did my father help me deal with?
Yeah.
No, he got out the way too.
So your father got out of the way of your mother, and so did you.
Yeah, we get out the way.
How does it feel knowing that your father didn't know how to deal with your mother's anger?
Man, he knew how to deal with it.
But
he
you
just
say
ain't
he
want to hear it.
What?
He knew how to deal with it. He just ain't want to hear it. It's a difference.
All right. Danielle, I got to run. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have a nice one.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you, Jerome. You too.
Yeah, before I go, I just want to say welcome back, Jimmy Kimmel.
And why you say welcome back?
I don't think anybody should have their show, their job taken away. Where I don't discriminate. I don't even watch Jimmy Kimmel. I don't care enough about his show, but there's no reason he should have had it.
So his boss, the owner of the company, should not have a reason to get rid of him.
For the reason that he did, no.
So his boss, the people that hired him, don't have a right to get rid of him, even if they just wanted to.
No.
And why not?
Because he didn't do it. You have to have a fireable offense to get rid of somebody. But, and they didn't do that.
But who made that decision? The owner of the company or you or Jimmy?
Well, they didn't get rid of him. They just suspended him.
Right, but didn't they have a right to do that?
If you want to say a right, yeah, it's a right. If you want to say that, I'm just saying I don't agree with it.
Did they have a right to get rid of him, to suspend him if they wanted to?
I don't know, Jesse. I didn't call about that. I just said, welcome back, Jimmy Kimmel.
I know, but you said they didn't have a right to suspend him. And I'm asking you, why didn't, if the company hired somebody.
If I said that, then I misspoke. I didn't mean to say that. I was just saying, welcome back, Jimmy Kimmel. If they wanted to get rid of him, obviously they could do it, and they did do it. I'm just saying, welcome back. That's it.
And why are you welcoming him back?
Because he got his show back, and he's coming back on tonight.
How often do you welcome people who lose their job? How often do you welcome
Jesse,
them back?
Is this really what you want to talk about? I caught about something else. All I
oh,
want to
well, you brought
back.
It up. One last thing
yeah,
about
I
that,
know.
Then I'll drop it. How often do you welcome people back to their jobs that have been laid off?
I
got
can't
fired?
Remember the last time I did it, Jesse.
So why Jimmy then?
Because welcome back. I don't like people getting their jobs taken away. It's just simple, straightforward, to the point.
Amazing. Why would it bother you, period?
I never said it did, Jesse. You just put that on me. You're trying to make it into something more than what it is.
No,
I never
I'm just asking.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to talk about Trump's comment about anger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you were just talking to the caller before about how if you have anger, you have hate and you can't be trusted and you're an evil person.
Right.
Yet Trump just says he hates his enemies and you said, oh, okay. Well, you tried to make excuses. Well, I don't think it's that liberal left kind of hate that they have.
Repeat that, Jerome. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
You were just talking to the last caller about the type of people that have anger and that they're hateful. They have evil inside of them.
Yeah,
all
anyone
of that.
That has anger is a murderer.
Yeah, Trump just says that he's different from Charlie. He can't be as nice and as rational as him. He hates his enemies. Yet
right.
When he said he hates his enemies,
right.
You made excuses for him. Why did you do that?
What were my excuses for him?
You said, yeah, I don't really think it's that liberal left kind of hate. Like, I don't think he meant it in the same way that they mean it.
When did he say he could be as rational as Charlie?
Yes, sir. You just played the clip yesterday. I don't know where he said it at. I just know
he
said, okay,
said
I'm not like Charlie.
He didn't say he could be as rational as Charlie.
Okay, Jesse, I'm not saying I'm saying it verbatim. I'm just giving the general sense of what he said. I don't remember exactly, Jesse.
So, okay, and I understand. What did he say?
He said that he hates his enemies.
Right. And your and question
you
about
excuses.
That is what?
Why did you make excuses for that?
I didn't.
You did.
Trump has righteous anger, man.
No, and that see, that's an excuse. Everybody
no, how
else
is that
has
excuse?
Anger is oh, they're evil and they're of their father the devil. Yet
right.
When Trump has anger, when he says he hates his enemies, and you are the only person that says there is never a reason to hate, except when it comes to Trump. Trump can hate, but nobody else can.
But Trump has righteous anger. That's why he told you what he had.
No, but he said he hates. You said that you shouldn't even hate your enemies. You said that you should love your enemies.
But
and he says he hates them.
I know you're repeating yourself. He said it because he has righteous anger.
But why are you saying that? He never said nothing about what he said was righteous. You're putting that on him again.
People who have righteous anger don't say they have righteous anger. It's those who don't have righteous anger say they have righteous anger.
Okay, so then why do you say
that
why
sense?
Do you call it
that
righteous?
That makes sense?
No, why do you call
Anytime
it righteous?
Anytime you hear people say, oh, I have righteous anger, that means they have an evil anger. But when they don't say, I have righteous anger, but they say, I have anger, then they have righteous anger.
That don't make no sense at all. I think you
why
just,
not?
It's
why
Trump,
not make sense?
Because it's Daddy Trump, and Daddy Trump can do no wrong.
Why do you call him Daddy?
You call him Daddy when you
reelected. I call him the Great White Hope. I don't call him Daddy. But why why you call him Daddy?
When he got reelected, you Jerome, said Daddy's home.
Jerome,
you said Daddy's home.
Jerome, why do you call him Daddy?
No, you do. You said Daddy's home when he got reelected.
Because they call him Dad. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, because when I said Dad is home, now Daddy is home, and the family is getting straightened out because Daddy is home, taken back over from the mother.
Exactly. And so what I'm saying is that this man is evil. It's sad that y'all won't condemn him for it. But
why
do
you say he's evil?
He just said he hates Jesse. He
I just explained
you
to you he was talking about righteous anger.
No, he wasn't. You just made that up in your head. And
I'm not making
it
up.
Reality.
I just told you.
Okay. But if Joe Biden said he hates
how do you know that his anger is not righteous?
If Joe Biden said he hated his enemies, you would not be talking like this.
Jerome.
If Obama said he hated his enemies, if Kamala said it, if Jasmine Crockett said it, if any of these people said that they hated their enemies, this wouldn't be the way you was talking. Always Democrat, it's liberal, it's leftist evil and anger. But when Trump does it, it's okay.
Jerome.
Yes.
Why do you say Trump anger is not righteous?
Jesse, that's not even a question.
That is a question.
It's not. You're trying to not, Jesse, you know what you're doing. And this is sad. And this is sad that you act this way and that you're not consistent.
Do you agree that anger is evil?
Of course.
So why don't you drop your anger?
And now you're trying to deflect on me.
No, I'm asking you, why don't you drop it?
What does this have to do with Trump, Jesse?
Because we're talking about anger.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about Trump's anger.
We can't keep going back and forth with that.
I don't have anger.
I told you that Trump anger is righteous anger. You disagree, and it sounds like you want to go back and forth. We can't keep saying the same old thing over and over again.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying that I have anger. I don't have any anger.
Yes, you do.
And why do you say that now?
Because you don't recognize Trump righteous anger.
So it's not even real. So you're saying because I don't recognize somebody else's that I'm an angry person myself?
No, I'm saying that because you don't recognize the Great White Hope's righteous anger, it means you can't see you're angry. You can't see that he has righteous anger.
I guess. I mean, if that helps you sleep at night.
Did you vote for him?
No.
And why not?
I didn't vote.
What?
I don't vote.
And why not?
Wait. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You know, yes, I'm sorry. I did vote for Trump. I was thinking of something else. I did vote for Trump, but that doesn't give him an excuse to do this. I mean, just because I vote for you doesn't mean that I have to agree with everything that you do.
You love the amazing work he's doing?
Yeah, I do. But I can disagree with something. I don't have to agree with, again, every single thing just because I vote for somebody.
Well, how can you disagree with a man with righteous anger?
Because I'm a man with my own opinions, and any man that agrees with another man on everything they do,
You're not supposed to have an opinion. Where do you get an opinion from? There's no such thing as your own opinion.
All right, Justin. I called, but it seems like you don't really want to talk. So.
We've been talking, Jerome. I got to run. Call me again, all right?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll take a break. Two more hours to go. Two more hours. I'll be right back. Hate news. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
They're trying to get rid of older pilots who are better pilots. What a mess. And Trump made an autism announcement that I shall disclaim for the sake of the channel, just in case they want to censor our greatest president. And they're saying, watch, limit the Tylenol intake. And health experts already agreed with that, I heard. But anyway, but they're trying to act like they disagree. What a mess. It's so confusing. And the UN General Assembly, France, they're recognizing a Palestinian state officially, or something like that. When you can't, France, as Trump rightly said, France is no longer France. Terrible. He said, I wouldn't go to Paris. And that was way back in 2015 or 2016. He's a prophet. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Joking around. This is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, the 23rd of September, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls, okay? If you're young, you call in with this pancake-looking phone thing. If you're older anyway, you call in with the phone-looking thing. Phone. Nice. And so, sweet. We'll get to your super chats as well. Thank you. We see them. We appreciate you. All right. You can also donate to Bond, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. All right. Or call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. Leave a message if you're calling in off hours. A brief message, okay? Avoid cursing. Whatever. Anyway, keep it pithy. But nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports or asks, should older pilots be allowed to keep flying passenger planes? There's a mandatory retirement age of 65. It has sparked ongoing debate, with some arguing that experienced pilots should be allowed to stay in the cockpit, while others warn that age-related declines could jeopardize safety. So, And the young people are not as qualified, huh? Or attentive. So it's a mess. Get off the iPad, as that one guy, air traffic controller, said. And our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, made an announcement yesterday, Monday, linking autism to Tylenol use during pregnancy, contradicting decades of evidence, says Commie Nonsense Network, which is an odd phrase because they just call it unproven, not a contradiction. Anyway, the FDA is now beginning the process to change the safety label on acetaminophen, which is to say Tylenol, acetaminophen products, not just Tylenol. The agency sending a letter to physicians explaining this new their new guidance, recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy, unless medically necessary. Health experts say there are multiple causes of autism, and extensive studies have shown that acetaminophen is a safe, they claim, over-the-counter option for pain or fever for pregnant people. Very fake news wants to call them pregnant people rather than pregnant females or women or young ladies. Tylenol maker Kenview said Monday they are deeply concerned about the health risks and confusion this poses for expecting mothers and parents. What a mess, huh? Of course, they're deeply concerned. Give me a break. They're deeply concerned for their money, perhaps. I'm speculating. I don't know. Anyway, France declared their recognition of a Palestinian state during a summit at the UN General Assembly, the joke of a UN, joining a wave of countries, the crowd, right? Following the crowd, seeking to supposedly to end the war in Gaza. Other countries that recognize Palestine Monday are Belgium, Monaco, Luxembourg, and Malta. Britain, Canada, and Australia and Portugal formally recognized Palestine the day before. Notably, France's announcement makes Israel's biggest backer, the United States, the sole permanent member of the UN Security Council not to recognize Palestinian statehood. It's funny that they're recognizing Palestine now when Palestine's in basically like tatters, right? Am I right? What a joke. This further highlights how isolated Israel and the United States have become on this issue compared to the rest of the world. Never follow the world. That's what analysts are saying. I'm James Hake, although they don't say never to follow the world. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. I've been running from one room to another. Instead of dividing them with lies. I didn't know the James Hake news went by that fast. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Peterson. Second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question, what will happen if you never thought about yourself again? What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? So I suggested to the people in the fellowship, for 1 week, don't think about yourself. Don't think about yourself at all for 1 week. And see what happens. What will happen if you never thought about yourself again? That's the biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen anywhere in the world on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we got to get to the Super Chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be country and western Tuesday. Bring back Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. It ain't about color. It ain't about male or female. It ain't about slavery. It ain't about taking the land. It ain't about anything. You're either of evil or you're of good. And all human beings are of evil until they return to the Father. And then they will be of good. And then they will be of good when they return to the Father. I want to just ask you about one quick video, and then I got to get to your phone calls and super chats. I want to know, what do you think about this situation? I haven't expressed to my, even when I was talking to my producer today, he gave me the story. I didn't mention to him what I thought about it. And so I want to know, what do you all think about this situation from WSOC TV9? A Cabarrus County traffic stop turned into something far greater when Deputy Sean Singleton showed compassion to a woman struggling with addiction and anxiety. Now, this is according to the report. I haven't even seen it yet. He just told me about it. Watch this from WSOC TV 9.
Only on 9, a moment of humanity captured on one deputy's body camera. One woman says the act of kindness changed her life.
Can you hug?
Yeah.
Come here.
From the lens of Cabarrus County Deputy Sean Singleton's body camera, this view is nothing out of the ordinary. A standard traffic stop.
There's a stop just 61 and 45.
You wouldn't put your lights on until after I slowed down.
Right.
I was going the speed limit.
No, but I clocked you at 61 and 45. I didn't stop you there. What's with the attitude? Just curious.
Caitlin Ricchini says she was heading home from church when she got pulled over that Sunday.
And I meet him with absolute attitude. We're not allowed to have bad days?
No, everybody's entitled to a bad day.
So
I understand that.
Getting like
I
said, pulled but over on a day is not fun.
No, I can understand that completely. Okay, but like I'm trying to be nice and courteous to you, and like I'm getting a lot of heat.
She was very aggravated.
I come from a background where I don't do cops. I can't stand cops.
Keeping his composure, Singleton ran her license and decided, despite the heated interaction, to let her off with a warning.
I understand you're having a day, so I'm not trying to make it any worse. This is a warning ticket. Pretty slow down. That's it. No court date, no fines, no nothing. I'll ask you to pay attention to the speed limit signs, get to where you're getting to safely.
What do y'all think about that? I haven't said it yet. The cop went on to say, the cop went on to ask if the woman was okay, and apparently something changed. Why is this?
In that moment, something changed.
You know, I could tell something was going on, but I just asked a question.
Are you good?
No. Anxiety is killing me.
Okay.
I come from a background. I'm clean and sober now. So
okay.
I don't, like, I've always had bad incidents with cops. So
okay.
Like,
is there anything I can do for you? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need help with anything at all? Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Come here. Come here.
I moved down here to get away from an abusive relationship, and I'm clean and I'm sober for 4 months.
Caitlin revealed she was in a fight for her life in sobriety. Battling years of addiction and abuse, she had just moved to North Carolina, leaving her 5-year-old son in Maryland so she could get clean and get him back.
Yeah, I've never hugged a cop before.
I don't do cops, she said. What do you think about that, Hank?
That's heartwarming. Why are you laughing?
Oh.
Don't you think that was nice?
What part was nice?
Where the cop is like all patient with her. She's been all so nasty. And then
she's like, I don't do cops.
He breaks down her barriers. The cops need good PR, and this is good, nice PR for the cops. Although he's kind of catering to her. I didn't like that part, but still. Is that right? Sweet.
Why your eyes look watery? Are you about to cry?
No, I'm tough. I never cry.
What did you think about an anchor baby?
That man should be embarrassed. They put that on the news. They basically put it on video. They put it on 4K. They saved it in the news archive of him being a mark, showing how right, of him showing to the world that this is how easy he is. He's a mark, and it's and that's the like that's kind of like that female way of getting away with stuff, man. She kind of got away with it before she put out any emotion, so it's hard for me to say on that one.
Right, she got away with it before
she put the waterworks.
From church. Derek coming too. He about a little Bobby Thumper. He black.
So he should be embarrassed.
To what?
He should be embarrassed that's on TV. And then they put out her business too.
Meaning what?
Addiction and struggling.
Oh, sure did.
I kind of like what Hank said. They made me think about it. But no, he should be embarrassed.
You like what Hank said? What'd you like?
About
what
the spin and the PR for the police.
Oh.
And it's like, you know.
When I got rescued, I told a story. And I've never lived it down. When I got rescued because I got lost in the dark forest.
What dark forest?
Up above the Rose Bowl, if you go up this trail in the Arroyo, there's like winding hills. And a teammate of mine at Pasadena City College and I missed a turn or something. And so we got deep into this dark canyon, Bear Canyon. And we had to drink the water that's running between the rocks. What? That might not be safe.
How long were you there?
We were going to stay there overnight and then... like keep our knees in the side of our shirts because it was like September, October, getting cold.
and then jog back
home to the Rose Bowl and find our way back home in the morning. But there was like a helicopter above and then their search and rescue came and
they were looking for
hiked
you?
Up. We got onto a grassy knoll. Yeah, they were looking for us.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so when
I've never heard this before.
The media called and... we were fine, but, you know, the media called the next day or so, and I was like, oh, the cops did a good job, because my mother told me, oh, make sure you compliment the cops, because the media is attacking the cops lately. This was back in 1999 or so.
Yeah, your knees inside your shirts. That's an emergency situation.
Yeah. How long were you there?
Survival back to back. Situation.
Until like 9 p.m., 10 p.m.
At night?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew this. When did you tell this? I never heard you mention this story.
Oh, on the Hake Report.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny, man. It sounds like a movie.
And now, like, the chat will say, oh, Hake got airlifted.
That's
what?
That's why this
is not even true. But they add to it. You know? But anyway, like, I made sure to compliment the cops because my mom told me the cops need good PR. So that stuck with me. Man. So my mama came out of me just now.
And so how did they know to look for you, though?
Because we didn't return with the rest of the team. Like, the team, we drove from PCC to the Rose Bowl and parked there, or, you know, the coaches did. And then we went up, and it was supposed to be, like, a six-mile run or whatever. And we just got further and further lost, and we're like, this is not right. Where is everybody?
<That's scary.
laughs> And so it's starting to get dark. And it gets dark with the tree cover.
Yeah,
so we
went up
on a knoll, a hill, and just we're gonna just kinda sleep under the stars.
Did you cry?
That's hardcore.
No, we were tough. We're fine.
You were like, I want my mama.
It out, we didn't think anything
did
of it.
Did you say, I want my mama?
They were going to sleep it out.
My mama wanted me.
They were going to go to
it was the worst night of her. She called it the worst night of her life.
That was Mary's it?
Yep.
Whoa. And so the helicopter came and they lifted you up?
No. we saw the helicopter that. And
he's adding to the conspiracies.
Yeah, we got to spread
Were you
that.
Waving a white flag?
No, I was fine, but the other guy was like, hey, we're...
Oh, you are?
But there were people, like, hiking around looking for us. And so we saw the flashlights and heard the voices, and we shouted, and they rappelled up the thing. Up the knoll.
They're about to go to bed. James is ready to pick this up in the morning.
Indeed.
Wow.
We got... Oh, so yeah.
No,
I was going to say, were you guys running too fast? That's how you got separated from everybody, or was it?
Yeah, we got separated from the group. We were kind of too fast for the slow people and too slow for the fast people.
Mm.
We were like above average runners. And
above average.
And so
wow. How old were you at the time?
18.
Really?
Yeah.
And so your coach called the police and said, Hank is lost. We can't find Hank.
We need the above average runner back.
Above average is a funny way of describing it. Slightly above average.
And so did they have like they lowered one of those little stretcher things so y'all can get on it?
No. The helicopter, I don't even know if the helicopter ever spotted us.
And they pull you up the road away like this?
No, we took a van back.
That is rough.
Club Bob says, this happened last year, Jesse. Yeah, 18. There it is. That's us.
There goes Hank.
There's the footage.
There's Hank.
I remember it being darker.
No, Hank, they got you spinning.
Oh, God.
That was the fun part. Whoa.
Is that you in there?
I don't disclose.
It was like that.
It was all shiny out.
What a mess. I never knew this, bro. This is my very first time hearing this story.
So about that heartwarming moment.
I know. I forgot all about it. But anyway, Derek.
Yeah.
What do you think about the heart moment with the deputy and the woman?
Man. In all honesty, I think he acted like Jesus. You know, he was patient with the woman. I think that's pretty good. He acted like Jesus. Don't you think he acted like Jesus? No. No.
I don't even know what you mean.
He was patient with that with that evil woman.
He acted like Jesus.
Yeah, he was up there acting like Jesus.
How
he was
do you
patient.
Know what Jesus would act like?
Because Jesus is love. You know, he's patient. So, you know, it looked, I just don't like the news report. I don't like how the woman was reporting on it because I had to cut out most of the mess, but it was pretty emotional. But I liked it as far as the guy keeping his composure. You know, he didn't slam her. He didn't drag her out the car and slam her like I would have done because, you know, that's just.
You're black.
Yeah, you know.
So, amazing.
Yeah, it was
then,
cool.
Because of time, should the cops have given her a ticket anyway?
See, on that, I think it was up to him. Discretion. I really have no comment on that. Okay. I think it could even still remain that she gets no ticket because that's how he saw it fit.
Right.
And he may have been wanting to do that anyways before the waterworks or the hug or anything.
Well, she mentioned she was having a bad day. And his reasoning for not giving her the ticket was not wanting to make the day any worse.
Oh, he said that? Oh,
yeah.
Right. I just stay listening.
Yeah, that's what
she's
he
like,
said.
I don't
this
do
is what
cops
I'm getting at.
And I'm having a bad day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he
and I don't
was,
do cops, she said.
He gets back there, and she couldn't sit in silence. She had to turn on her Christian music.
Yeah.
And she still had it playing, yeah.
I'm assuming it sounded Christian.
It did sound Christian.
So should he have given her a ticket?
With that piece of info, yeah, he should have because he was – this is what I said earlier. He's showing the world he's a mark. You just got to throw on a little bit of emotion. You get out of the ticket.
And, sure for, and for us marks, because marks don't know we're marks. For us marks, a mark is somebody who is like they mark him as being a good target for scam.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder what
as a sucker.
Oh, a sucker. Yeah.
Y'all come up with new terms all the time.
It's a criminal mindset
term. The criminal class, like there's this criminal I like to watch sometimes, and when he gets super chats, he does this drop that says, "Ha, what a mark." Making fun of the people who donate to him.
That's funny.
Anyway.
Derek, should he have gotten a ticket?
Yeah, she should have got a ticket. Her music was still up after she was arrested. You know, I was listening to it, and I was like, damn, that music is loud.
Yeah.
And another reason, she said she went to church, and she said she was coming from church, and she still had a bad day. She should be arrested for that. You know, that's a bad church. She's going to a bad church. If you're still having a bad day after you leave church, you know, that's a terrible church. You know, I leave fellowship, and I'm having a great day.
Yeah.
So,
you ever got a ticket, Steel James?
Yeah, I think so. Because, like you, and I only think this because of my training having had to work with you, where you, the old school smart people never deviate from the norm, which you always do. You don't deviate from what you always do. And he deviated from what he probably should do. And the reason that he said it was because she's having a bad day.
Yeah. I was thinking, what a weak cop. As much problem as people give cops today, what a weak police. That man should have given her a ticket and not one hug. Mm. If they take her to jail, she was nasty and turn up the music and I don't do cops. And all she's going to do now is repeat the same thing again.
Yep.
And it ain't his problem that she was come from abusive relationship. Women always use that too. Abusive. Was she being abusive to the man she left? What? Nah.
Mm-hmm. No details.
No, he definitely should have given her a chance. He was weak. What a beta!
Indeed.
Beta cop.
Extremely.
Yeah.
Beta.
He got played.
Yeah, now she's going to go in her little group chat and tell all her friends to do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's over.
She got played. They should fire him with Jimmy Kimmel.
That's it. Right on.
Lay him off for a few days.
Let him be Jimmy Kimmel's security. What a mark.
Seriously.
What a mark.
That's amazing. Okay. Nice. Let me go to the first time caller. Thank you. My experts, well, I appreciate y'all. Let me go to Ryan, a first time caller out of Ireland. Ryan, you are on the air.
Hey, man. What's the crack? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
What's the crack? So, yeah, first of all, I want to say that thanks for making all the videos. They've helped me so much. And I just want to ask you a question. I'm living in Ireland and I know you're right about moving out of the mum's house as soon as I'm 23, so I probably should be out already, but I don't know if you know kind of the situation, housing situation in Ireland. It's not great. It's very expensive. Like, you're talking probably five to seven or 800 weekly for a shared accommodation. So you get a room and a house. So the question is, I'm sure I could get out of my house and get a minimum wage job or something better if I land it and get out of the house. But I'd be saving like very little money. I'd have very little left over. And I'm wondering, do you still think I should do that?
Yes. You need to get away from your mother, grow up. You can get two jobs. You can get three jobs. Because you're not married. You don't have any children, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay. No, man, no, you're making up excuses to stay with mama. And the longer you stay, you're going to end up not leaving.
Right, right. I know you're right. I know you're right.
Yeah, and at 23, you should be ashamed living at home with mama.
I am ashamed. I am ashamed.
So you can you have a bunch of excuses why you should move. Don't worry about saving money for now. You want to grow up and then work on yourself, and you'll be able to save money to eventually buy your own house and things like that. But if you never leave, you may save money, but you're still not going to move away from your mother. She's not going to even let you move after a while.
Okay, okay. I hear you. Thank you. Thanks.
What does your father say about you being there?
My father, he passed when I was young. He passed away when I was 4.
Oh.
In a car accident.
Uh-huh.
It's only me and my mom in the house. No brothers, no sisters, none. Just me.
It's just you and your mama?
Yeah.
You better get out of there before she makes you her husband.
I'm worried about it. I'm worried about it. Thanks. I hear you. I hear you. I do hear you.
Have you forgiven her?
I tried to, and I know that's, I didn't, so I didn't do it. I went to her and actually, you know, let me take a step back. I was planning on doing it, and she knew there was something up with me. She probably saw that I was resenting her, and she asked me to spill it and explain why, what's going on. And so I wasn't ready, and I went for it, and I tried to forgive her there, but it got emotional on both ends. I was emotional, she was emotional. It wasn't right. I know it wasn't right. So I'm planning on doing it again, and either I'm going to do it today, or I'm going to do it within the next week, I'm sure.
So you were emotional like your mama?
Yeah, I was.
What does she say about you still being there? You're 23 years old.
I think she wants me to stay forever.
Yeah, she'll make you.
Yeah,
her husband.
I think she does. Yeah. Can I say this? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, say too much, but I did have an ex-girlfriend, and my mom had mentioned to me before that she wouldn't mind moving out with me and my ex-girlfriend. She wasn't my ex at the time, but you know, living with us in a way, not in the same house, but out the back in a built, you know, small built house, which I wasn't really happy with.
Your mother says she wanted to live in the back house of your house?
Yeah, when I grew up, had I had stayed with my ex-girlfriend, she was kind of hinting that she might move in with us in a way.
And what did you tell her when she said that?
I don't know if I acknowledged it. I don't think I said no or yes.
You should. You know what, Mama? That ain't going to happen. Get that out of your mind. It's not going to happen.
Right. Okay. I hear you.
But do what you want, though, right? I highly recommend you forgive your mother for what she's done to you, and then you get yourself 2 jobs, 3 jobs. Get your own place. Don't worry about if you... And then, are you doing the silent prayer?
I only started doing it in the last week, and I should have been doing it for a while. It's great. Yeah.
Stay with that. Forgive your mother, and just, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, and blah, blah, blah. And however she reacts, that's on her. Don't react to her reaction, and you get yourself a job, and you start living your life. It's time to grow up.
Okay. I hear you. Thanks, man. I'll do that. And can I ask one more thing?
If you don't do that, every woman you get involved with will be mama because you're attracted to what you hate, and you become the boy, and your girlfriend will become the mama or your wife.
Right. Yeah. I know you're right. I do know you're right.
Are you afraid to move?
There's a bit of fear, yeah, there is.
And what are you afraid of?
I think I'm afraid of... I'm not afraid of being on my own. I'm afraid of... I think money is a big thing. I'm afraid of not having enough money. But don't be afraid.
If you're out on your own, you're going to take care of yourself.
The other thing is I'd be afraid of... In Ireland, I kind of would be... I'd likely have to home share, so I'd have to get a room in a house. And I don't know. That sounds... There's something about that I'm not really a fan of. I'd rather do that, to be honest, than be in my house. I would.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't come around to that idea yet. I actually don't even want to be in Ireland. I kind of want to leave Ireland because of that reason. I want to get out, but that's another, I won't take up all your time.
You were born and raised in Ireland?
Yeah, I was born in England, but we moved over here when my dad passed, and I've been here since, yeah.
And why do you want to leave Ireland?
Too expensive, and I haven't really got much here. Like, you know, another thing you say is to get as far away as possible, and I think getting out of the country is a good shout.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And I actually like, I don't know you about America, you know, like you guys do, but something about it that's appealing. I'm thinking about it, but yeah. Yeah, I'd like to get out to a different country if I can, and I am looking at the U.S. To be honest.
Amazing. Well, take your time. Do one step at a time. One thing will lead to another, and don't ever do what if this happened or what if that happened. Just do what's in front of you, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Can I ask one more thing?
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Okay. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you got to see, man, God is with us and all is well. Newsletter. Sign up now at jesseleepeterson.com or rebuildingdemand.com. And you don't want to miss it. Don't miss it, all right? Join the newsletter at jesseleepeterson.com, rebuildingdemand.com. Free newsletter. You're going to love it. The newsletter is amazing. And for personal shout-outs, I would do them myself. Winning shout-outs, congratulations, encouragements, birthdays, divorce, engagement announcement. I've done them all for you. So go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And support us on social media, all right? We're all over the place on social media. We're on pure.net/Jesse Lee Peterson, kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King, and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and comment. All right? I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Ryan out of Ireland, our first-time caller. Ryan, go ahead. You had another question.
Hey, man. Sorry, just one more thing.
Okay.
So at the moment, I'm in a drug-free program, and it goes on Monday to Friday. It's not the whole day. It's about 3 or 4 hours a day. But I don't really feel like I need it, to be honest, anymore. And I'm sure that I have to leave that program to get the job to fund the housing, if you get me. So I was wondering, should I leave that program? Honestly, like, since come to God, I'm not really even into the 12 steps and all that stuff that they do. Nothing against it, just I think that I don't feel like I need it. So
a drug free program, you say?
Yeah, drug free program.
So what? You're a grown man. Do they make you take it or something?
No, they don't.
So why are you afraid to leave it then? Why don't you, if you want to leave, why don't you just leave?
That's a good question. I joined it because I had this heart issue, and it's still ongoing. It's not fully gone away, but it's definitely healing. And that was true drug taking. I got it.
You said you had this what type of issue?
A heart issue.
Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, and so how does a drug program help the heart?
Yeah, I got you. I doesn't.
No, that was a question. Yeah. I really want to know, how does a drug program help the heart?
It doesn't help my heart. It doesn't.
How that keep you there then?
You're right. It pays money. Okay. How does it help? It doesn't help my heart.
So why you say I have a heart problem, a heart condition, that's why I can't leave?
I feel like I have a good reason, but I can't think of it. Would it be because I have this heart issue, I've been going to the hospital quite frequently, and I don't know how I'd even get to the hospital to attend appointments and stuff if I was not because of the program, but... Sorry, I'm kind of going over my words here. I think you got me. Yeah, it doesn't actually help my heart. I feel a bit stuck because of the heart issue. Maybe this is a separate issue as well.
And what's wrong with your heart?
They said I have a enlarged left atrium, but I've started taking steps to heal it, and it's definitely improved. My breathing is affected and stuff like that. So I feel a little bit bogged down by the heart issue too. You know, I feel like I need to be around my mom in case something happens or in case I need to go to the hospital. I know that's off topic. I'm not really related to the drug program.
So if you went back on drugs, would you have a heart attack or something?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
And that's why you're afraid to leave the program?
I have no desire for drugs anymore. I've been scared out of my wits because of what I've done to my body. I can't believe I even done it. I wouldn't go near drugs again. I'm sure of it.
Well, if you dropped your anger by forgiving your mother and do the silent prayer, you're less likely to go back to the drugs.
Yeah, I hear you. I haven't even touched any drugs in 6-7 months, and I don't plan on going back. I really don't. I value getting out of the house. That's really my top priority.
When you were doing drugs, did that affect your heart? Did it make it worse?
Yeah, I think it caused the problem. Yeah.
Oh, you sound afraid to live your life. Why?
I don't know. I'm uncertain. I'm uncertain on about things. I'm not confident in myself.
And why not?
I feel like I was babies growing up. I think I was brought up kind of like, you know, too sheltered. I want to give examples of what. I was spoiled, I would say. That's probably the right word, spoiled.
You were spoiled?
Yeah. And
so how old were you when your father expired?
4.
You were 4 years old. What was it like growing up without him?
Difficult. It was difficult. You know, I don't feel like... I think I don't feel masculine. I don't really feel very manly.
Yeah.
I do resent my mom for. I know she's not a man and she can't be a man, but I was brought up in a way where I was so protected and I didn't need to be so protected all the time.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't. It's not great not having a dad. You'd rather have a dad. I didn't really realize how much it affected me until the last year.
And especially being an only child and stuck with your mother like that, that's even worse. Here's what I recommend for you, Ryan. Forgive your mother. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. Here's what you did. And then do the silent prayer. And I want to encourage you to stop believing anything those thoughts tell you like that about you, meaning about fear and all that. All right? Stop believing it.
Right.
And you'll be fine.
Okay. Thanks, brother. Thank you.
But you got to drop the anger by forgiving your mother. She did the best she could. She couldn't help herself. Her mother screwed her up as well. And do the silent prayer and quietly just work on your life, and it'll be fine. It'll be amazing for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
And I want you to know that fear is not real. It's just a thought. It's just an illusion. And if you believe it, it will stop you from working on you.
Okay.
It will stop you from living. Don't let fear stop you from doing what you want to do.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. So I'll be out of the house soon. And I'll be out with that program, I think. So.
Well, let me know how it goes, all right?
Okay. Thanks so much, man. Thank you, honestly.
I wish you well, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Thanks for that.
All right.
All right. See you. Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Joe on X yesterday on the stream said, Red said he is a slave, yet he takes the job and gets paid.
How do you say you're a slave when you just went out and looked for the job, you got the job, you get paid, but you're a slave? What job? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, over on X. Faithful viewer. Steven says, lion emoji. Iron sharpens iron, like the word sharpens the mind. Lion emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Steven. Nice. Max on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk on the BQ. What would happen?
What would happen if you never thought about yourself again?
I think nothing of myself. All thoughts are brought into captivity, and God reveals all that all is well. Barack Obama soundbite. Can I get an amen?
Amazing.
Nice.
Amen. And what was his response to the biblical question?
I think that he's saying that all thoughts would be brought into captivity and God would reveal that all is well.
But can I get an amen for that?
And it sounds like he's already doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he says, I think nothing of myself.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, Max.
Yep.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Life, sometimes you live it. Sometimes you survive it.
Sometimes I feel like a nut. Sometimes I don't. I'm enjoying that nut. Smiles don't. Thank you.
Kevin.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
On Bond YouTube channel for an old church video, a couple of years old now. 2.5 years old, gave a super thanks. Did you know you can give super thankses?
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. I didn't know that.
And Kevin says, thanks.
Thank you, Kevin.
On DLive, shout out to the supporters yesterday, Greenwall, Nazulium, 555-555-5565, and the rest of the supporters, as always. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing.
A very generous 25 coffees from someone. I'm a fan of the show and voted for Trump, but when Trump said he hated, he also recognized that Kirk's wife could talk him out of it, acknowledging room for personal growth. Don't hear you saying we don't understand what Jasmine Crooked means when she speaks. Seems like a blind spot for the great white hope. Says someone.
What that person saying?
Says that it seems like you have a blind spot for the great white hope, but no blind spot for Jasmine Crockett. But he's a big time supporter of the show and voted for Trump.
I appreciate it. Don't quite understand what you're saying. If you can call me if you like at 888-77-JESSE or make it a little clearer. Do you understand it? Maybe I'm black and slow.
I understand it.
What is he saying?
It seems
or she.
Like he or she is saying that Trump is leaving room for personal growth, meaning that he could stop hating his enemy. Because he claimed he hates his enemy and Trump and Charlie Kirk's wife and the TPUSA crowd could talk him out of that. But you act like there's possibly nothing wrong with hating his enemy, with Trump hating his enemy.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Three coffees from Lloyd. Yes, thank you, sir, or ma'am, or miss. Lloyd, three coffees. Jesse, do children have love to give? Do we as parents receive that love if we've forgiven and are no longer in a fallen state?
They have love until they are traumatized with the anger, the spirit of the mother. Yes. until the after they're traumatized, then no. And that can happen in the womb if the mother is angry while the baby is still in there. So it can happen early in life. Amazing. Thank you.
Lloyd also bought another coffee saying, P.S. Ella Rose, age 7, says hi. Strong white arm emoji.
Hey, Ella Rose.
Hey.
Nice name. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Soul Conscious 3 Coffees. Jesse, at the beginning of church last Sunday, you said you are starting to think that clothing is overrated. Can you elaborate more on this point?
I grew up wearing suits and things to meetings and church and everywhere. And until recently, I would, even in my fellowship, I wear a suit jacket at least.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm not wearing them because it's too hot, it feels so comfortable not having to put on a jacket and all that. And so I'm starting to think that the people who make clothes deceived us too.
Maybe so.
That's what I mean by that.
Or else you're a subversive or have been subverted by the subversives. They got to you.
What do you mean?
Well, there was this conspiracy theory that blamed Levi Strauss, who was not Christian, he was Jewish, for making men wear jeans, having men wear jeans and a T-shirt rather than a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Every day.
Suit and tie look so professional, though.
It does.
And then that could be another illusion, but it's just, it looked better, I think, especially if you're doing a meeting or something.
Right.
Or going to church and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But I just think that we've been tricked with everything.
Thank you, Soul Conscious.
But thank you, though. Good question. Thank you.
Tembi bought a coffee. Very interesting how people are twisting where Trump is coming from. If you're aware, you can hear the place he is coming from. He means he is not for them, and he will do whatever it takes to defend what's right, not literally hate them. Look beyond what comes out of someone's mouth. Get to know yourself, as Jesse reminds us.
Yeah, the people are all emotional about how the funeral thing. If you were not emotional with them, something must be wrong in their mind. So they just didn't understand Trump, the great white hope.
Popcorn's thump cake, butter coffee. Jesse, when the great white hope said he was, quote unquote, full of anger, you said, I can't comment because I don't know what he means. But when you ask your callers, do you have anger, they say yes, you immediately tell them to overcome their anger, forgive, etc. You never say, I don't know what you mean, so I can't comment. What's the difference?
Well, I realize now that Trump has righteous anger. And so now I can't comment. When I couldn't comment, I couldn't comment. But now that I can comment, I can comment. What the? Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
And to my knowledge, Trump has not called into the Jesse Lee Peterson show yet.
Not I'm aware, except one time when I thought he did.
That one time, yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Gary A., welcome, JLP show member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
YouTube. You joined on YouTube. Commander Kim on Rumble. Obama canceled Jay Leno for telling Obama jokes. Jimmy Kimmel was canceled because he's not bringing any money in, right, alleges Commander Kim.
According to the report, that's right. Thank you.
Aries won 777 gold pills on pilled.net.
Amazing. Thank you. Good morning, y'all, over there on pills.net.
Mio is a cute dog, says, my family is obsessed with gambling. My one aunt took all the inheritance and gambled it all online, plus her house. Is gambling evil, or are they evil?
The gambling itself is not evil, but what it does, it gives evil people an escape. You know, it's just like food or anything. You get into it, you forget your problems. So that's why they do it. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, Anthony, a couple of them. Sorry, Mazine, no animals in the saloon.
That's right.
It's Country Western Tuesday. Giddy up, partner.
Country Western Tuesday. Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
JV the Great, I don't know, he retracted it, so I guess I'm going to skip that one. Thank you, JV the Great, for the support.
Thank you.
He gave a follow-up. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
Larry said, Jesse used to want to keep the dads in the home, mainly the Blatts, but now it's, she want to leave? Bye. The end is near. Keep watch.
My point is, you're not supposed to be affected by the world at all. And so if she want to leave, bah, you shouldn't be feeling anything about it. And if you do, it means that something's wrong with you. amazing. I got to stop there, Hank.
We'll read the rest later, guys, including JV's follow-up.
Do you want to read that first?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Since I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Caller is making a good point, referring to Jerome from New Jersey. Okay. You can't make an excuse for Trump's anger, says JV.
I didn't make an excuse. I'm telling you, it's righteous anger. Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate that.
And thank you, guys. It's all for now.
Amazing. Let me go to Terry, our first-time caller out of Arizona. Terry, you are on the air.
Well, hi, Jesse.
Hey, Terry.
I love you.
I love you back.
I love you.
Thank you.
We're a Western now here in the desert.
Amazing.
You're helping me and my son a lot. I wish I had known these things earlier in life. I wouldn't have screwed up all my kids.
Yeah, we'll be grateful that you can see it now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And you're right about the thing, the Charlie Kirk thing. I feel bad about it, but I have my own opinions there. We're in, you know, outside Phoenix. It was pretty amazing, but I don't know. There's something more to this, I think, than what we're seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And but you're right about so many things. You know, it really brings introspection. This is my son and I watch you, and he's the one that got me watching you. And I'm a big fan now, and my life is changing directly. Well, I hope dramatically.
Yeah, well, you stay
with
it.
I don't know if you'd say that.
Yeah, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet.
I know. You're right. I know. I know. The best is definitely yet to come.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you I appreciate you, and we're continuing to watch, and I encourage my children to watch you as well. I don't want more to say.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. And you stay with us. Say hi to the kids for me.
I will do that. And I love you. We pray for you and pray for us, too.
I'm
Terry, and my son is Roy.
I pray for I wish Terry and Roy well.
Okay. Thank you so much. All God right. bless you and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first time caller, Kareem, out of California. Kareem, you are on the air.
Jesse, what's up? Good to meet you. How you doing?
All is well, Kareem. Thank you.
Yeah. So I had two questions, but I can't remember the second one. You okay. Black? So
you black?
The first question. Yeah, yeah. I'm a young black man. Yeah.
He black.
Yeah, so I'm getting into like the word of God, you know, I'm getting closer and like I'm doing a good thing. I'm doing like a good path, like doing it, like I'm getting rid of all my addictions and stuff, but how did you end up dealing with like all the women that like, you know, their fathers is Satan and stuff, you know?
Kareem, can you hold for me?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Let me take this break, and I'll come back to you as soon as I'm back from the break. The hate news is coming now. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as Hurricane Gabrielle is still happening. Nice. Well, maybe not nice for some people. AI drama. I don't know. Maybe I'll skip that because I don't know or care about AI. And maybe you guys do, but I don't know. And there were drones in like Scandinavia, Oslo, and some other airport. They got like shut down over this just random drone flying around. Was it an attack or was it just some rando or randa? And Iran diplomats were banned from Costco by the United States. Huh? And there's this woman-only taxi service. By the way, Uber is offering women-only, if you want a female driver, feel safer so you don't get R-worded, raped by your Uber driver. What a mess. And speaking of women, Angelina Jolie says it's heavy times in America right now. She's a liberal. Her dad is based, though, using the term perhaps loosely. 400,000 officials relocating in China because they're down in the lowlands where the water could be deep. In Shenzhen, as Typhoon Ragasa, not to be confused with Hurricane Gabrielle, barrels toward the region. And by the way, cackling Kamala Harris, she has a book out that seems like it's nasty, making people mad because she's so bitter, seemingly. At least that's my impression by what there's like headlines about quotes that have been coming out from the upcoming book that people got a pre-release of or something. And she's not focused on her third attempt to run for president. What a mess. So anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, 23rd of September, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers, okay? You can call in. There's one line open. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Hurricane Gabrielle has intensified into a Cat 4, Category 4 storm east of Bermuda, as in Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. While two more potential tropical systems, one near the Caribbean, or Caribbean if you prefer, and another further east could develop later this week. And Commie Nonsense calls it farther east. But I think if it's undefined, it's supposed to be further east, I think. Anyway, the storms are not an immediate threat to the land, but the area of activity near Leeward Islands, L-E-E-W-A-R-D, and Bahamas is the wild card, they say, with a future U.S. impact possible if atmospheric conditions align. And forecasts indicate Bermuda could experience rain, gusty winds, large swells from the storm. The hurricane could also generate rough seas and dangerous rip currents. You know, like the one that drowned that guy from The Cosby Show, the young man, relatively young, in his 50s. Along much of the U.S. East Coast, which is where that guy drowned, reportedly, the other month. North Carolina to New England through midweek. So crazy. I guess I'll tell you about the AI a little bit. Chipmaker NVIDIA will invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI and provide it with data center chips, the companies said Monday. So they're working together. Isn't that nice? I guess. Bunch of liberals. But make your money, people. That's cool. Drones, two of Scandinavia's busiest airports, Oslo and Copenhagen, were forced to close for several hours, or at least a few, due to drone sightings overnight, resulting in travel disruptions for thousands of people. The airspace over Denmark's Copenhagen airport closed for almost 4 hours after 2 to 3 large unidentified drones spotted in the area flashing their lights before disappearing after several hours, or at least a few. So said police. In a separate instance in Oslo. Police arrested two foreign nationals for flying drones. These foreigners over a restricted area. They never follow the rules, or so often they don't anyway. Europe has been on alert since Russian drones violated NATO airspace this month. Currently, no indication Monday's drone activities in Denmark and Norway are connected to those incidents involving Russia. And the U.S. is blocking Iranian diplomats from shopping at Costco in New York. Terrible. I disclaim. Shout out to Iran. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Already, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What happens if you never thought about yourself again? What happens if you never thought about yourself again? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And we are here around the world Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So different time zone, different people. And so you can't sit and watch it by chance. You got to run around or go work out at the gym or whatever. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605. On your phone, you can call. Not iPad, not iPhone. You can call on the iPhone, but your phone. No iPad, but the phone. By calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is an amazing day. It is always All My Life Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on
Mercy. Amazing.
Amazing.
That is an amazing song. Thank you, Pete, again from Alaska. Amazing job. I can listen to it all day, Pete. What the? Let me go back to Kareem. First time caller out of California. Kareem, he black. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm doing like a good job of getting rid of my worldly addictions. But when it comes to the women, how do you deal with all the women who have Satan in their hearts and on their minds? Like, how did you deal with getting rid of your lust? Yeah, that's a good question.
By overcoming your mother, because you resent your mother, you have anger, resentment toward your mother, the woman is your God, and you can't live with her or without her. But once you forgive your mother, God will become your God, and then you have self-control.
Okay. That sounds good. Because, I mean, I'm dealing with this one girl right now, and she dresses promiscuously and all that, and she'd be on the social medias and stuff, and it's just like, man, she kind of pretends to be like a woman of God and stuff like that. She's supposed to be a virgin, but I don't know, her persona doesn't really say that, you know?
Yeah, but it's not about her. You have to become the controller, the author of your own world, and you will have control. I promise you this, too. You drop your anger by forgiving your mother, do the silent prayer, and then God will change your old nature and give you his nature, and you'll be fine. Have you heard me say, how old are you, Kareem?
I'm 22.
Have you heard me say to go and forgive your mother before?
Yeah, I have heard you say that, actually.
Why have you done it?
Well, my mother actually passed away on the first of this year. She there, but, you know.
She there.
Yeah, I could still forgive my father, though, so I could still do that. Because, I mean, they were both really pretty much beta, you know, God rest her soul. But, yeah. I can still forgive my father, and then.
And why do you resent your father? What do you resent your father for?
Oh man, he's still got like a drug issue right now, and then on top of that, he was in jail for a lot of my life. So.
Oh, okay.
Basically, yeah. So
yeah,
I got
forgive your father. In the same way, you don't have self control. They didn't have it either because their parents screwed them up, especially the mother. And forgive your mother, though she's inspired, you still realize she couldn't help herself, right? And do the silent prayer, and because you can't change, if you try to change yourself, it's going to only get worse. But if you turn that over to the light will change yourself, and you'll be fine. But you can't do it yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So do the silent prayer. Forgive your parents and just start watching those thoughts and stop going with them. Don't do what they tell you to do and you'll be fine.
And one last question. So when you do the silent prayer, how exactly do you do it? Because I think I've tried it once before, but I don't know. My thoughts kind of started saying a prayer by themselves. Like, how do you do it?
Did you use the video, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer? Did you use that?
Oh, no, I've never used it. Maybe I should use it.
Yeah, you should use it. It'll show you exactly how to do it. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay, I'll go there and check it out then. Thank you.
All right. I wish you well, man.
Yeah, I wish you well, too. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time caller Brian. Been waiting a while out of Texas. Brian, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
No.
All right, just give me 1 second, sir. I'm at work.
Oh, okay. I'll give you 1 second because you're at work.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
No. Are you still at work?
Oh, my goodness. Why are you always playing, man? I just had a few questions, just real quick.
Okay.
But I want to say this. I just want to ask you this.
do you believe, just reciting to that, the video that we had about the officer, do you remember?
The one we just did?
Yeah.
With the black lady?
Oh, was she black?
I don't know. I thought she was black, but you are talking about the one that was coming from church and the man did not give her the ticket?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So did that officer have anger?
Yes.
So that officer had anger?
Yes.
In that video?
Right.
Okay.
Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have fallen for the emotional lie that she gave him, and meaning that he would know that that was just an excuse she made up, and she's going to do it again.
So he had so much anger that he let her go.
Well, now you're saying so much anger. But yeah, he definitely had anger. I don't know how much, but he had anger.
Okay. He had anger to the point where he gave her a hug.
I'm sorry?
He had the officer, right? Had anger, so he just gave her a hug.
Yes.
All right. And, okay. Well, I was watching you for a while, and I just wanted to refresh your memory about something you said in an interview with a black man. He black.
He black.
And he said that.
Are you black?
God. Who, me?
No, you.
Yeah, I'm black.
He black. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said God doesn't have anger, right?
Right.
God don't have anger?
No.
He does not have anger.
No, anger come from Satan.
Okay.
That's why anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil.
So why is it okay that Donald Trump has anger? Why is it okay for Donald Trump to have anger?
He had righteous anger.
But God does not have righteous anger?
Yes.
God has righteous anger?
Yes.
But you just said he does not have anger.
But you don't know what that means.
No, I don't. Can you tell me what that means?
Righteous anger is dispassionate anger. It has no emotion, and it doesn't judge the individual. But it judges the thing that's driving the individual to do the things that they do.
See, what's crazy to me, what's, like, confusing to me, because most of the stuff you say is, like, right? It's very right. And, you know, I think everybody should do the color thing.
What did I just say about the anger, the different anger?
It's hypocritical.
No, I said, what did I just say the different was, is what?
You said God does not have anger at all, right?
Right, and then
but you said that,
and I explained what that
Donald
meant.
Trump has
when I explained what that, Mark Brian, when I explained what that meant, what did I just say?
You said that anger comes from the devil.
No, what did I explain about righteous anger?
I don't know. I think anger is.
What
evil.
Did I just say about righteous anger?
Say it again.
So you weren't even listening, and
I was listening, but you just didn't respond.
But you didn't even listen what I said about God's anger.
Say it again, so it can make sense.
Why didn't you listen?
This time makes sense when you say it.
Why didn't you? It made sense when I said it, but you didn't even listen because you're ready to respond to something else.
I could recite it to you if you want me to.
What did I just say
just
about?
Didn't make sense.
What did I just say about righteous anger?
You said anger. Period is evil. That's the first thing you
no,
said.
No, I said what you did said, I explained to you God's anger. What did I say?
God is. You said God does not have anger.
No, I told you he does, and I explained to you. You asked me what was that?
You did not. Y'all replay whoever is listening out
Brian,
there.
Brian, and I explained. I explained to you what his anger was, and you didn't even listen to it. Why not?
Okay, let's just move on, man. Let's just move on.
No, why didn't you listen to the explanation about God's anger?
Jesse. I was listening to you, Jesse.
So, dude, what did I say? What did I say?
It did not make sense.
What did I say?
You said evil. You said anger is evil. It's from the devil. You said God cannot have anger because he is good, right? He's good. But then you turned around and said that Donald Trump has righteous anger, which is crazy, because how can anger, which is from the devil, be righteous?
And then you asked me about God, and you asked me, did God have anger? And I said yes. And I asked, what?
And I have another thing, too, I want to say.
Right, call me when you're ready to talk because
I'm here.
Call me on Bible Thumper Thursday, and
I'm
that
here.
Way I
Wait.
Can have a little bit more time, okay? Ashley out of California. Ashley, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Ashley.
Woohoo!
Amazing.
Okay. So, I listened to church this last Sunday, and I've been doing... like really coming back to not thinking about the self, like again and again and again. And what I've realized is that all thoughts are selfish. So I was like, wow, okay, yeah, that is thinking about the self. And that would just keep happening all day long. So that was a really cool light bulb that went off.
Oh, amazing. Are you...
And then,
go ahead.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
I was going to say something else about, what's her name? Charlie Kirk's wife that did the talk.
Right.
At the memorial.
Right.
You know, there was a little tiny feeling inside when I was listening to her talk about, you know, when she was crying and wiping her tears. And then she would speak with such, I wouldn't say power, but like determination. And I was thinking if she's, it kind of felt off a little bit because I was like, wait a second, if she's that broken, why is she also feeling that determined? And so that's how I was like thinking that it felt a little bit like an act, you know, like how we're all like kind of have these personas and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, I feel like ever since her husband died, she doesn't realize it, but she picked up a new personality. Like she, you know, there's some kind of like revenge spirit that she's playing out now, and she doesn't even realize it.
And again, I don't know when she realized, but I don't know if she just picked it up. It may have already been there.
Right.
But because I didn't even know about her. I've never seen her, so I don't know. But I do know that her talk was not powerful. It was emotional. And it was set up and planned to be that way because she wanted something from it, and she got it. And that is to run College Charles organization.
Yeah.
And it wasn't real. It was fake.
Yeah, because if it was real, she wouldn't be doing that. She would just be, like, in quietness and, you know, being humble, right?
Definitely would not be talking about running his organization before the man can even be put into the ground. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, she had to do it that way because once the man is buried, everybody eventually going to go back to their corners. The emotion would disappear, and everybody going to go back to their corner. So she had the intention of those supporters of Charlie, and that's why she had to do it then.
Yeah.
Why they were emotional.
Well, iron taut.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's out of fear, because she felt like she needed to do it in a hurry or in that moment.
Yes.
Like it was selfish.
It's just like when any other thing happened, when they had the 9/11 thing happen and the people blew up the tower building and all that there in New York, everybody was emotional. So you can pull them into a war or anything. But after it all dies down, the emotional people go back to their corner And now you got to come up with something else to emotionalize them if you want to control something else. So, that's what happened with Charlie. Once the funeral is over, eventually everybody is kind of going to go back to their corners. And this woman, it would be harder for her to get her plan done when everybody start thinking again for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Very amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you're welcome.
What were you about to say?
I was about to say that when Charlie Kirk got shot, the first thing I thought of, I was like, it felt similar to when Trump almost got shot, like, you know, in the ear.
Yeah.
And I was like, it felt very, like a big moment for the world and for the country.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, something's happening here. So, yeah, just, and it reminded me of you where it's like, wow, you really do just need to kind of step back and be like, you know, see what happened.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Don't get so pulled in everything all the time.
Emotional people are easy, whether it's overjoyed or anger, they're easily pulled into situations.
Yeah. I felt myself get pulled in when I heard her speech the first time. You know, I'm like, yeah.
You're like, what the?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. Before I go back to the callers, I want to show you some more, a couple examples of evil. Pure evil. And evil is very selfish. Evil only think of self. It's never about the other person. Never. It's always about self. All angry people are always about themselves. They don't love you and nobody else, even their own children. They'll punish their own children, make their children do what they want to do, or deceive their children to get what they want. That's what evil does. This is from Democracy Now! In New York, at least 11 Democrat elective officials were arrested Thursday as they demanded access to the notorious ICE jail inside 26 Federal Plaza in Manhattan. Watch this from Fox News.
I am here to ensure that we protect all our fellow constituents. It is not illegal to be undocumented.
Let's go. Let's not grab you. Let's go.
We shall not be moved.
Nos regresamos. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos. Y si nos echan, nos regresamos. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
Well, all of this landed 11 Democrat officials in jail. They reportedly tried to force their way into offices and cells holding violent illegal immigrants.
Did you ever think for a second that one day the so-called representatives would outwardly want to protect criminals? Think about that. Just really think about that. Whether you're a so-called Democrat or a so-called Republican or so-called conservative or so-called liberal, did you ever think that one day the people you voted for would be against the citizen and fight for illegals? Did you ever think for a second that they will fight against the president of the United States of America that's trying to protect you? We finally get someone in the country and in government that will fight to protect you, the citizens, and your own government publicly fight against you. They don't want you to have the Second Amendment. They don't want you to have free speech. And they don't want you to be able to walk around free and not afraid of criminals. And I'm wondering out loud. I'm wondering out loud. Would you ever vote for them again? Would you still vote for a government that is making it clear that they're not going to protect you? Really? In the United States of America, your government, the people you voted for, is telling you, we're going to protect the illegals. And the reason they're doing it, not because they love the illegal, they feel about this illegal in the same way they feel about you, but they need the votes. They want the votes, and they don't want these people to leave. And it doesn't matter that they're illegal. They still can vote anyway. They don't ask for ID anymore. And in some states, you can get a driver's license if you're illegal aliens. And so they're putting the illegal voters over you because they know they got your vote already. Derek, did you get rid of that story of the little fat boy jumping on the little white boy? I don't see it here. Oh, okay. I got it. Thank you. Isn't that amazing? I'm talking to Derek in my ear. Did you ever think, whether Democrats or Republicans, that they would do something like that? And did you ever think for a second that you will have a representative, Democrat or Republican, saying that crime out of desperation should not always be committed? A crime out of desperation should not always be considered as criminal. Watching from Fox News, this is so-called Representative Jasmine Cricket, a Democrat from Texas, argue that people who commit crimes out of desperation should not always be considered a criminal. Watching from Fox News.
It's about, well, how do you fix it? How do you make community safer? And I do think that I'm in a unique situation because I was having the conversations with people that were going out and committing crimes. And so I understood what was kind of pushing them there. And so I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal. Mm. That is completely different. Being a criminal is more so about your mindset. Committing a crime can come for a lot of different reasons.
It reads here, Representative Jasmine Crockett has a history of controversial comments about crime and law enforcement.
And you put this in your government. Now you see why you don't want blacks in your government? In their community, somebody cried, they don't even think of crime as being criminal. And you put them in your government, in your own country. Now do you believe me? And she's a female, so she'll be emotional, and she would identify with the criminal anyway, feel sorry for the criminal. She go on and she listened to them talk, and now she feels sorry for them. And then now, a crime out of desperation should not always be considered a crime. So somebody robbed your home and all that, or rob you, that's not really a crime. They were desperate. They needed your money. And you put them in government. I've told you once. I've told you twice. I've told you 1,000 times that black people don't know how to run anything. The proof is in the pudding. Look at the neighborhood. They destroy a nice neighborhood instead of building it, adding to it, making it better. Or a new neighborhood. 888-77 Chester. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on Pure.net. Back in a quick moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Best I can. I know I am a believer. Amazing. Oh, quick announcements. The Hate Report is coming up at the top of this hour, right after my show. TheHateReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss either one of the shows. They are amazing. And for personal shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, engagements, birthdays, well wishes, whatever the occasion is, I would do it for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/ Jesse Lee Peterson for personal shout outs. Can you imagine a so-called politician saying that people who commit crimes out of desperation should not always be considered as criminal? Think about that. Jasmine Cricket, according to the report, said that. And you put her in office. White people, you're never going to get your country back. It ain't coming back. It's over. You got the wrong people with the wrong ideas running your country. I don't even understand why people voted for people of color. Knowing that even the ones that come from foreign countries, they're coming here with their foreign ideas. And you vote for them in your own country. And then they lock you up from within. People who commit crimes out of desperation should not always be considered criminals. What do you want to call it? Good? Oh, that was so good. You committed a crime. You said the Lord is with you. Think about that, folks. How did this person, she must live in an all-black area. How did she get voted for? One other quick thing. I've said over and over again, and over and over and over again, that white people are under genocide in the United States of America. You have been made to be, I had to let my cheer up there, my seat up, for 70-something years now, you have been told that you are the problem, generation after generation after generation. And now, because they have been attacking you with words and physically for 70 years or so, give or take, you are under genocide. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Evil hearts don't change unless God changes the heart. And most black people are not trying to have God change their heart. And most white people are afraid of the blacks. It's going to get worse. And you can bank on that. And so what I recommended before and I recommend now, you need to separate from the blacks. Start your own town. Create your own police department, your own court system, and separate from them. Because an angry heart is an evil heart. And the blacks are angry, and they are blaming it on you, even though it comes from their mothers. It starts in their home. They blame you for it because they've been told it's you. And white people are under genocide. In all the white countries, really. But I'm talking about my country, America first. My country. I'm talking about my country first. I want to show you something to prove my point. And this is a sad situation. And I don't know why any white person will let their son play football, basketball, wrestle, boxing, or anything with a black. Because that anger gonna pop up. And they're gonna take it out on your son because all they see is a white face. What I'm about to show you is sad and evil. Pure evil. And I can't blame, even though the way it appears, the black boy is totally wrong, totally evil for doing this alleged situation I'm about to show you. But I can't blame it. The white parents let their kids play with those blacks. And this is what you get. Black people are angry, and you don't know the destruction of blacks. They do it to each other, and so doing it to your kids would be nothing because they instantly hate your kids. This is from WSBT. A junior varsity football game sent a player to the hospital on Thursday evening. A 15-year-old boy playing for Lakeshore High School was being blocked and then jumped on by an opposing player. Watch this.
This video may be disturbing to some. You can see the moment the player wearing number 73, who plays for Kalamazoo Central, jumps on the Lakeshore player. The video was taken by Mims, recounting her reaction after seeing her son was injured.
First was like, is that my son? And as soon as it clicked that it was, I couldn't be stopped. I had to go down there. I've never felt anything like it. I've never been as upset or shaken up as I was over something for my son.
Her son was brought to the hospital where they found he has a broken spine in two places. He was released from the hospital and is now recovering at home.
He's out at least for this season. We don't know if he's going to be able to play again. He should and will make a full recovery.
While the varsity teams are scheduled to face off again tonight, Mims wants to raise awareness for potential dangerous plays.
boys are high school boys. They're 15 years old. The game means a lot to them. It's their whole life right now. They're there from before I get up to go to work in the morning till after dinner, putting in the work. And for somebody to try to take that from somebody doing so much is awful for me to see.
I reached out to the Michigan High School Athletic Association regarding any potential disciplinary action against the student communications director, sharing, quote, "We are aware of the situation you're describing. We talked to both schools and they are resolving this issue internally."
Amazing, huh? White people act like they just don't know what to do. Where's the father to the white kid? And this fat, big old fat black guy jumped on that boy and, according to a report, broke a bone or something, spine or something. Why would you let your son play football with angry people you know hate you? What's wrong with the whites that they can't say no? I'm not letting my child play with no football with no black person. Who do you love? Why don't you love your children enough to say no to this? And I didn't hear that black woman saying, that white woman saying anything about this boy needs to go to prison. This big old heavy fat black boy gonna get up and then jump back down on that boy like that and just pounce him. They hate you. And you're just so weak, you let them hate you and destroy your own children. Where's the white boy's father? Why they went to the mother and not the father about the situation? White people, you are under genocide in all the little white countries. And it's going to get worse because you have fear. And I'm not telling you to start no war, but I'm telling you, you got to speak up and protect your family from these people. My producer telling me, well, they'll probably label her a racist and later next lose her job. But what's more important, a job and a name caller or the life of your child? I've told you, I don't know what else to do for you. What a mess. Black people don't love you. They only love each other or themselves. They definitely don't love you. That's awful what that boy did, allegedly, that the little black one. The fat black one did to the skinny white one. And look, I don't know. I wasn't there. Allegedly, it looked deliberate. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Kansas City. Casey, you are on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Jesse.
Hey, Casey.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for everything. Silent prayer, releasing the anger. But all these callers keep calling and trying to say that you're siding with the Great White Hope. Look at Matthew 21:12. It'll talk, you know, about Jesus retaking the temple with that righteous anger.
That's a good point, man. Absolutely. I mean,
Jesus told us, those who have an ear, let them hear. Now, if you don't want to hear the word, then you're lost.
Yep.
Suffer and die. What the? Hey, thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
And I love my enemies too.
Right
but,
on.
You know, hey, I'm just siding with reason and truth. John 8:32, you know, it'll set you free. The truth. That's what Jesus said, isn't it?
Absolutely. Amazing. Right. Thank you, Casey. I appreciate it.
All right. Love you.
Love you too, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick.
What's going on, Jesse, my brother, man? Everybody going to listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you.
Man, look, what do you think about, I want to comment on that. The earlier when the police arrested, she didn't arrest, he was kind to her. Now, I probably would have gave her a warning, but I probably wouldn't have hugged her. You know, not that I wouldn't want to, but, you know, when you're a policeman, police, they are heavily scrutinized. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I did corrections before Jesse, and that's just like me hugging a female inmate.
For those that don't know, Rick is referring to this Cabarrus County traffic stop where this officer allegedly stopped a woman coming home from church and she started crying, and she's like, I don't listen to cops or whatever she said. And the cop ended up appeared to have felt sorry for her and not give her a ticket but a warning. And he asked her, do you want to hug the cop playing mama? How the police going to be tough and play mama too? What
the? I would have just said, have a nice day, ma'am. I hope your day gets better. Yeah. I probably wouldn't have hugged her, but I probably could have gave her a warning. And here's the thing, too, let you know. When you already come from church,
you would not have given her the ticket?
No, I would have gave her the ticket. I probably gave her a warning, just like he did. But I wouldn't have hugged her.
A warning is not a ticket. And why wouldn't you have given her a ticket?
A ticket, actually, I can say, Jesse, it depends on the circumstances.
But according to the report, she was speeding. And
right, she was speeding.
And then
absolutely.
When the cop stopped her, she was nasty with the cop at first.
Now, you know what? Like I said, it depends on, like, if I've seen that she's going through something, she's trying to be kind, you know.
Well, everybody going through something.
I agree, Jesse. I'm just saying, you know, like, in her situation, and see, when you come out saying you're like police officers, you just coming from church. Now you're really jacking yourself up. Now you come from the house of the Lord, and God is love, and you come out, first thing you spew out your mouth is hate.
And why wouldn't you have given her a ticket?
Why I wouldn't give it? Well, you know, Jesse, I guess Jesse, that situation, I warning, you know, that's not a ticket. I wouldn't have gave him no ticket because,
Why not?
I guess I would have looked at the situation. This person's having a bad day.
So would not have given her a ticket because she was having a bad day. Everybody had a bad day. What the?
Now, Jesse, not to sound hypocritical, like I said, it depends. You know, not all I would do that. Like I said, some people, you know, when they have a bad attitude, like, here's a ticket.
But she had a bad attitude.
You kind of calm down.
When the cops, first of all, the cops stopped her, according to the report, for speeding, and then when he drove up to the room, she had a bad attitude. She gave him a bad attitude and everything. Why wouldn't you have given her a ticket?
Well, at the end, just she started calming down a little bit at the end.
So she calmed down, you would not have given her a ticket?
In that circumstance, yes.
And why?
I'm just being honest. Well, at least she saw that she was out of order.
No, she didn't.
Well, she, you know what I mean? She did. She did. She had a tone of voice. It wasn't as aggressive when he first pulled over. You see what I'm saying? Because, see, even like in corrections, when I did corrections, some people have an attitude. But
so because
when they
calmed down a little bit, mama would not have. Is it a job of the cop to play mama?
No, not at all.
Why should he give her the ticket then?
Well, I guess just I'm going to say maybe just showing mercy, bro. I really don't have no...
That's not what mercy is.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, give him nothing. Well, she deserved a ticket, but he didn't give her no ticket. So, that, you know, mercy, well, you know, is not
That's
giving
not
her the punishment she really
is.
Deserves. Well, then, you know, I mean, I'm just saying she deserved a ticket, but he didn't give her a ticket, you know, so.
But what you said you probably would not have given her one either, and why not?
I probably would not, and just because Jesse, like I said, you know, at least she did try to calm down a little bit, calm, you know, police herself. Because of that, that's probably why. Now, she just kept on cutting up and cutting up. And, you know, just determined to cut off, I would have gave her a ticket. But she did, at the end, just in my opinion now, Brother Jesse, she did calm down a little bit. You see what I'm saying?
All right, Rick. I appreciate that, man.
That's all I'm saying. But, you know, also, too, I wanted to ask you if I got time.
Yes.
You remember, now, you said there's no such thing as righteous anger. I heard you, maybe I don't understand you, but I heard you say several times,
I never said there was no such thing as righteous anger. I said these people who claim to have righteous anger don't have righteous anger.
Okay, now I heard you say that, too. I have heard you say that, too. But I thought, you know, I just thought, that's why I wanted to clarify that with you there, Brother Jesse.
Right,
yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, I just wanted to just clarify that, because I thought I heard you say that, too. But righteous anger, so righteous anger is like, you know, I guess I don't get that. Either what I tend to do when it comes to righteous anger, I'll just be more motivated to do what's right or to stand up what's right, even if I have to stand alone. You understand what I'm saying, Jesse?
Do you believe Trump had righteous anger?
Yes. I believe he was upset at the evil that happened to Charlie Kirk.
But when he said, now, I hate my enemy, something like that, I'm not quite exactly.
Well, you know, that's not biblical. We got my enemies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you believe he had righteous anger, or you thought he had evil anger?
At that time, that had to be, I mean, that to me, that was evil anger just because the word says love your enemy. Because, see, you don't know the road people been through to get to where they at.
So you believe Trump had evil anger?
At that time, yeah. But I understand him, though. I understand what he's saying, but...
What is righteous anger?
Righteous anger is like, hey, this might not be a good example, but I'm going to give one anyway, that Brother Jesse. Like, for instance, the guy that shot Charlie Kirk, I believe in the death penalty, and he should get the death penalty. Not that I'm wishing that he just die, but...
Well, if you
I
get
believe,
the death
I mean,
penalty, you're going to die.
Right. So I believe he's getting the death penalty for him shooting Charlie Kirk. Anybody that murdered somebody committing a crime deserves the death penalty, period.
And so you believe you believe what the great White Hope said when he said about his anger, you don't think he was talking about righteous anger? Your phone messing up, man. No, it sounds like bubble, like you went underwater. No. I hear your voice, but it's... I'm sorry? No. Hold on, Rick. I'm going to let Derek work on it because I'm tired. Hold on. Super chat.
Super chat.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble says, Big Brain Jerome got Orange Man living in his head rent-free with just enough room for Jesse Lee Peterson. Big smile. 3 more years of coping, Marxist tard. Big smile.
Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble says, Jerome, 48 hours prior to Charlie's assassination, Trump spoke at Bible Museum and announced a task force to root out anti-Christian bias. And that Christians could now pray in schools without discrimination.
Amazing. Thank you.
Also for Amazing. Jerome from Commander Kim, at Charlie's memorial, Trump declared he hated his enemy, singular. He said enemy, singular, multiple times. I took this to mean good versus evil. Trump never stated he hated his enemies.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Commander Kim. Virus 19 on DLive. Satan over woman, woman over man, and no kids.
What?
Nice.
What a mess. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, yes, you see how the media is taking the Great White Hope words and pretending to be offended by him saying, I hate my opponent? It's like they're robots compared to Trump being a normal, legitimate guy.
Amazing. Thank you.
Facts. Yeah. Tom, three coffees. Good morning, y'all. All this back and forth over Jimmy Kimmel is so dumb. No one cares about him anyway. And now all this giving the libs a false perception of power. Yeah. I wish it just didn't happen to begin with.
Amazing. Thank you.
By the way, I heard that Nextel or Nextstar or whatever, right, they're blocking his show going on certain ABC affiliates.
Another network, too, is doing it. Somebody else doing that, too.
Interesting.
Amazing.
Three coffees from someone. The wife asked me who I thought really shot Charlie Kirk. I said, I don't know. Maybe his wife was behind it. Oh, Lord. I saw the gates of hell open, laughing faces with tears, sometimes sideways.
I heard nothing like that, so I don't know nothing about that.
I disclaim.
Right. Well, that's funny. Thank you.
Chris bought a coffee. Did that caller yesterday really say he was a slave because he had to work for money? In that case, where my reparations be at?
I know. I need a lot of reparations all those years I worked.
Sounded like Tony's long-lost brother.
Thank you.
Eric bought a coffee. Trump was making a joke when he said he hates his opponents. That's not the spirit of anger. He's not lost in thought and controlled by emotion. It's the people who are asleep that can't be trusted. Trump is wide awake. Rest easy, Jerome. Daddy's got you.
I rest my case. I'm wide awake.
That's right. Jerome called him daddy.
Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. The cop should have given her an extra ticket for lying to a police officer. When you cater to a woman's emotions, the devil drags you into hell.
I rest my case. I can't believe that cop played mama. You want a hug? No.
R.A., my nature is to give without expecting in return. My husband only knows conditional love. I can only do for you if you do for me. Do I follow his lead and learn transactional love? Asks R.A.
Yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you.
Gregory, Jesse, I totally agree. That apology from Charlie Kirk's wife seemed like a big act. And now she's the CEO. That's not conservative. She got two small children at home to raise. What the?
It's not conservative, it's not Christian, and it's not right. Thank you. Amazing.
JJ asks, what's the website for the newsletter? Watching on X.
RebuildingAMan.com/subscribe. RebuildingAMan.com/subscribe. Thank you.
Lin Yinchen, Jesse, you have a nice message, but twerking class flat chicks hypnotize me into slavery. Hugging is appeasement of insecurity. Tell Mark the Black.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shrek and Fiona ask, is Trump a beta for having hate and anger?
No.
Double question mark.
Amazing.
Lin Yunchen says his name was Brian. Whatever, Black hugging mess. Marilyn. Marilyn asks, Jesse, is it safe to say anger is not an emotion, but rather it's a state of being, just like love? One is either of anger or of love. This idea that anger is a fleeting emotion seems like a trap.
I don't understand that question.
We'll have to reread that and read the rest later, guys. My bag.
Okay. We'll reread that tomorrow. I'm out of time right now. What the? Amazing. And Rick and the rest of the callers, I wanted to get you in, but we just had to do some super chats, and I'm out of time. Tomorrow, Manhood Hour, in the third hour. Stay with us. Stay with the Hate Report coming up now. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.